What are your first memories of working?
The first memories of working there is that I enjoyed it. It was it could be very hard, you know, especially the weather.
Yeah.
And especially winter time, you know. I mean, the dampness, the rain, and that, you know. But then there were times when it were fine, and it were great, you know. I always enjoyed it. And of course, you got told tales off the old lads that were still there, because it must have been one of the last quarries that were employing masons, you know, actual stone masons. And at that time, I think there were four there. There were Jimmy Connell, he were there. I don't know if Jimmy's still alive. I think he might be. There's Cyril Akin from Stackstage. He had a blind dog. He used to walk over through Lee Quarries get to it, because you can go through Lee.
Yeah.
If you go up through Lee Quarries, you can walk over. There's this trackway. And Jimmy Trickett, he were a mason. And there were the Blackburns. The one were called Fred and one were called Billy. I think it were Fred that were the mason, and Billy were one of the old steam crane drivers.
Right.
We had two steam cranes still working there on the other crane, whereas Jack Caffrey, he came from the Whitworth area. I think Fred did. I'm not right sure about that.
Were they actually still getting out stone by hand then? Dimension stone?
Yes, yeah, they were still getting the blocks out, because we were still sawing stone and making flags and curves and things like that. I can't remember the names. They were what I call, well, we all call them the two Stanleys. There were Little Stanley and Big Stanley, for obvious reasons. And they were Polish, so I don't know their second name. But one Little Stanley lived in Britain, and Big Stanley lived down on near the band club in on Rochdale Road down in Whitworth.
And they were the experts at getting the stone from the face.
They did that. They got them out, and it was interesting, because sometimes they, you know, if the crusher broke down or something like that, I used to go down and watch them and have a do myself with them.
Right.
You know, they were showing me how to get it out. I'm not saying I can get it out now, but I helped them, watched them, see what, you know, watched what they were doing, and give them a hand. And we used to have, you know, once you'd split the rock and that, drilled it and split it with the feathers, you had to get them moved so that you could get a grip, so that the cranes could eventually managed to get a chain around them, you know.
Yeah,
very interesting, you know, watching how you do it. You wouldn't believe it. You can move 8 or 9 ton, and maybe even more, that size of block, you know, by hand as well.
Just using levers.
Just levers, levers.
Two-man crowbar.
Two-man crowbars and that, you know.
Right.
You just won't believe it. I mean, you didn't think anything of it at the time.
No.
You know, I thought, oh, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
But then when you think back and think, hang away, you're moving a lot of weight there.
And that knowledge will have been passed on over maybe 100 years.
Yeah,
you know.
It must have been. It must have been, because I can't see, I can't see any other way you can get it out, really.
No, no. You know? And I bet we couldn't do it now.
Well, yeah. But, very interesting.
So once they got the rock, they lifted it up, did they?
Once they got the rock out, they used to lift it up, put it onto the trucks. Jimmy Taylor were the driver, normally, what it went on to. And he used to either fetch it round to the sawmills that were in the quarry, or we had the sawmills down in Facet.
Oh, right.
I think that's where Freddie Blackburn came up from, when they closed the Facet. What they call Facet sidings.
Yeah.
It's near the incline.
You
know the incline that goes up.
Yeah, we're going to repair the chimney, so part of this project.
Well, it were at the bottom of there now, Levin Green. You had to come through Levin Green to get to it. And Jimmy used to take the blocks of stone down there, because they had the saw works down there. And that's where they did that.
How many frame saws did they have? Remember?
I'm not sure how many they had down at Facet. I think they had two down at Facet.
Yeah.
And there were two up in the quarry. Yeah, there were two in the quarry.